News that Ireland's incidence of COVID-19 looks set to surpass the UK for the first time since the start of the pandemic gives the Irish Times its lead this morning. Paul Cullen and Harry McGee's story sets out how the 14-day incidence of cases in the Republic has increased sevenfold in the space of 3 weeks, according to new figures from the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control. Shoppers who refuse to wear face coverings from today will face fines of up to €2,500 and a prison stint. That's the front page lead story on this morning's Irish Independent, which also says that it will be up to retailers to encourage the use of masks in the first instance, with Gardaí only being called as a last resort. The issue of mask wearing also gets front page coverage on the Belfast Telegraph. However, those who ignore the regulations face a more modest fine of £60. The Police Federation chairman Mark Lindsay is also quoted saying it's an impossibility to have a PSNI officer outside every shop in every city and every town to ensure there's full compliance. The outbreak of COVID-19 at a creche in Meath gives the Irish Daily Mail its lead story and is carried across the papers this morning. Two staff members at the Neoga Community Childcare Centre in Navan have tested positive. The chief executive of the creche, Marie Daly, said the situation was extremely devastating, disappointing and frustrating. Give those with foreign accents a break. Most of us aren't COVIDiots, is the headline over Irish Independent reporter Alison Bray's column on a recent staycation experience. Alison has lived in Ireland for 20 years, but originally comes from Canada. She describes the frosty reception she and her Kiwi friends received when they tried to eat in a restaurant in a West Cork town. Away from COVID, news that swimmers and surfers could risk picking up a deadly antibiotic-resistant bacteria in our waters. Scientists at NUI Galway are seeking people who use our waterways to take part in a research project to assess their exposure to known superbugs. The story is covered in The Independent and Mail, alongside a photo of Dr. Liam Burke taking a dip at the Blackrock Diving Tower in Salt Hill in Galway. And as it happens, another glorious shot of bathers having fun at the diving tower taken by Hani Marzouk gives the Irish Times its front page photo. Ken Fox reports in The Examiner and in The Irish Independent that RTE is aware of a growing urgency to publish a list of its top earner salaries, according to internal emails released under Freedom of Information legislation. RTE hasn't released information on salaries since December of 2018, when details of 2016's earnings were published. Cormac O'Keefe on the front page of the Irish Examiner writes that the director of the long-awaited new Central Mental Hospital, Professor Harry Kennedy, has warned it will hit capacity within years. The €170 million facility will have 170 beds and is due to open in Portrane in North County Dublin later this year. And finally, also on the front of that paper, the story of Kinsale 6-year-old Harry O'Hanlon, who has raised €30,000 for autism charities by cycling 120 kilometres in the last month. Harry was diagnosed with autism 3 years ago, but his father Ricky described how this wasn't a case of himself and his wife doing a fundraiser on Harry's behalf. Harry's had to work for everything and pedal every step of the way, adding, he's a bit of a hero down in Kinsale.